Dan, who are you trembling? I want the Lord to have his way. If you turn with me to Isaiah. The 59th chapter. The first verse. It says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear." Oh, I thank the Lord for that tonight. It says the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Anything that touches our life, anything that comes our way, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot reach out and touch that. That he cannot reach out and take care of that problem in our life. Whatever it may be that comes our way and we need help, or there's problems or troubles that come our way, the Lord's hand is not shortened. We need to be encouraged tonight that his hand is not shortened, that he cannot save. It's not too short. It can reach to the lowest hell. It can reach to the person that is in the lowest place. He can take care of that person and reach to that. And in Hebrews 7 and 25... it says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." Oh, thank the Lord for that. He is ever living to make intercession. He has laid the plan for us. He has made the way that we could be able to come to him and live a godly and a pure life, that we can have him to be with us continually, to help us out in our problems and whatever comes our way. His hand is not short. He can reach anyone, whatever their situation is, whatever they may have to face. There is no excuse, because he can reach to the lowest person, the lowest place. The things that the devil may put before our eyes to try to make us feel like we can't reach this. We can't get over this hump, and I don't see how I can live for the Lord because of this or that. He says that he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. He is living. He says, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He ever liveth. That is his desire. That's what he came for and died on the cross, that we could be able to be saved, and not only be saved, but that he could reach out and touch every area of our life, that he could help us in every problem, whatever comes our way. He has made the way for us. It says in one place, I think it's 1 Peter. It says, "He has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness." Oh, I thank the Lord for that. It says, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Thank the Lord. He's called us to glory and virtue. He's called us to a high calling with him. He's calling everyone that is born into this earth. It is his desire that all would be saved. That is his desire, and we can all have this because this is according to his divine power. Oh, if we can get a hold of that, the power of God, the ability that he has to be able to take care of every situation, be able to give us the grace to face whatever we have, to be able to work out every problem that comes in our life. It says that his hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. His hand's not shortened. It's always there, ready and willing to reach out and help us if we will just let him. It's up to us. We have a place to play. Oh, I thank the Lord for this, that it says his hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Oh, I thank the Lord. Sometimes we may go through trials, and we may go through tests, and we may feel like, "Lord, it just seems like I can't seem to feel your presence is closed or something." But it says that his ear is not, neither neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. He is there at all times. He hears. He knows the very thoughts and intents of our heart. In one place he said that he answered before they called. He knew the need before it was there. He knew what they were going to ask for before they asked. And he answered before the call even came. He answered. And I thank the Lord for this. It says that his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. But in one place, in one scripture, it says that, let's see if I can find where that scripture is. Anyway, he was telling how the Lord heareth the cry of the righteous and will deliver them from all their troubles. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. That's in Psalms, I believe, maybe the 41st chapter or something like that. It says that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. The righteous cry, those that are living before them with a pure heart, truly, they cry to him and he hears. He hears. His ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. Oh, I thought about those of Baal that cried out for their God to send down the fire, the prophets of Baal that cried out that their God would send on the fire. And I remember the prophet of God telling them, cry louder. Maybe he's gone on a journey. Maybe he doesn't hear you or something like that. But oh, maybe he's asleep, I think he said, maybe. And it says to cry louder, but we are not serving a God like that. We are not serving a God that cannot hear. He hears our every cry. He hears the very thought and intent of our heart. He is there for us. His hand is not shortened. It's there to reach out and help us in every problem. And he has the answer. It says that he is exceedingly abundantly able to do more. He is exceedingly abundantly able to do all. Maybe we turn to that. I can't get that. Ephesians 3:20. Yes, thank the Lord. In Ephesians 3:20, I turn with that to me. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. He says that he is exceedingly abundantly. That is saying a lot, isn't it? Exceedingly abundantly. I don't know how you can get any farther or any higher than that. Abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to do that for us. Whatever it is, the devil is always there to try to make us feel like that I just can't quite get over this hump. This is something I've come to and I've faced many times and I can't quite get over it, but be encouraged. His hand is not shortened. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. He has the answers. He has the grace and he has what we need to be able to face in life. He has given us all things that pertaineth unto godliness. He has given that to us. He has supplied it for us. He came and died for us that we can have that. And he wants us to be encouraged and increased in our faith that I am able to take care of you. I am able and I hear. When you come to me and you cry out to me, I hear what you say. I'm right there. I'm right there with you and I understand the feelings of your infirmities. I know everything about that and I understand it. I am listening and I'm there whenever the devil tries to make you feel that the Lord is, maybe you just can't feel him as close or something. Just keep pressing on. Do like Brother Ed said this morning, pray until you pray through. Pray until you hit the rock and the Lord will send the blessing then. He has it for us. It is ours and we can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth us. We cannot do it in ourselves because we can do nothing within ourselves. But it's through Christ which strengtheneth us. We have the power to be able through Christ to be able to do and live this godly life for him. He would not have asked it of us, but unless he supplied the need. And he has told us and promised us that he supplied that need. But he goes on to say, according to the power that worketh in us. That shows us that there is a part that we must play. We need to be encouraged that the Lord is able to take care of every situation. He's able to deliver us from every problem that comes in our life. Whatever it is that we face, He's able to do it. But we have a part to play. There is a place that we have to be in to be able for the Lord to extend His blessings to us the way He would like to. It goes on over there in Isaiah. It says, His hand is not shortened that He cannot save, and His ear, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. Oh, there is the encouragement that we can have in this, that we can be victorious. We can go, the Lord will give us the grace. He will reach every situation in our life. But there is a place that we must be able to come to. It says that your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. Oh, I thought of how many people in the world today that the Lord is right there with outstretched arms. I'm ready, and I want you to come. I want to open my arms to you, to let you come to me. But because of their sins and iniquities, it causes Him to hide His face from them. It causes them to not be able to receive the blessings that He has for them. He will not bestow the blessings of salvation upon those that will not come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He won't bestow that blessing on a person unless they are willing. They're willing to partake of this. They want this, and if they are willing and obedient, then they will be able to eat of that. They will be able to partake of what the Lord has for them. But because of their sins and iniquities, He has hid His face from them. Oh, I don't want the Lord to have to hide His face from me. I thought, too, about how that even in our Christian life, if we're not careful, there are things that can come our way, and if we let things enter into our life that would hinder us in some way to where the Lord would not be able to work as freely in our lives as we would like for Him to. In one place it tells us that they hindered the Holy One of Israel, limited. It's Psalm 78 and 41. Start with the 40th verse. How oft did they provoke Him in the wilderness and grieve Him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not His hand, nor the day when He delivered them from the enemy. Oh, I thought about this. This is serious. How did the Israelites, when they went on their journey, they tempted the Lord. They looked back, and they, it says, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. It says they remembered not His hand. I thought about that, how that the Lord is so good to us. He'll send the blessings our way, and He'll help us and work things out for us. And if we're not careful when we get in the battle and we get in the trials, we'll forget some of those things that are behind. We'll forget, and we'll find ourselves in a place where if we're not careful, the devil will take advantage then. It says that they turned back and tempted God. They limited the Holy One of Israel because they murmured and complained and looked back, and they didn't take the time to count it all joy. I believe in one place it says to count it all joy. See, count it all joy. Maybe if you fall into divers temptations or something like that, but to count it all joy. There is a time when the Lord wants us to be able to take stock, to look back and count our blessings, to remember the stones, the victories that are behind us, to go back and think of those times, and it will be an encouragement to us, to give us the faith to be able to continue on. But if we come to a place and then we start murmuring and complaining and wondering, Lord, why this and why that? And if we're not careful, our mind will get bogged up into that, and then we'll find ourselves limiting the Holy One of Israel. Limiting. He just says that they remembered not His hand, nor the day when He delivered them from the enemy. Oh, the Lord many times delivered them from the enemy. Great miracles that He worked, that He wrought in their midst. And yet they did not look back. back on those things. What they saw was right before them. They looked at what they saw in front of them. They didn't look to see what the Lord had brought them through and His ability and His power. They didn't look to see the power of God. They remembered not His hand. Oh, the hand of the Lord is not shortened. It is not shortened. He's proved that to His children over and over. It's not shortened. He is able to reach every situation. He's able to take care of every problem. Whatever it may be, He has the ability. In one place, Jesus said that something about it's given me all power in heaven and earth. He has all power to be able to take care of every situation. He made and laid the way down for us. And He gave us what we need. He has right here for us everything we need to be able to go that way. Oh, it's a challenge to me, and yet it's an encouragement. That, Lord, whatever I face, I can look and see what You have done, and I can build on that, and I can know that Your hand is not shortened. You will take care of the situation. Oh, I know sometimes He may let us go through things, and we may have to face it for a while. It may seem, I think about Job, the trial that he went through, and at one point he said, I looked in the right hand, the left, and he just couldn't seem to find God. And yet, he stayed true through all that. There will be trials, and there will be tests when the Lord wants to see just how much do You love me. Oh, how much do You love me? Are You willing to be able to go through this thing and be faithful to me, and then when as You are, I'll bring You out. Oh, it said in one place the sun is shining just behind the cloud. But sometimes as humans, it's so easy to just see the cloud that's in front of us. It looks so dark. It looks like there's just no breaking point anywhere. But the sun is shining just behind the cloud. He will bring us through. He will take us through the problems and the trials we face. He will bring us through victorious if we will stay with Him. As long as we are in the place that we need to be. But they started murmuring and complaining. And they started looking at the situation instead of looking at what God had already done for them, looking at His power and what He could do, instead of looking at that. You know, if we look at the situations, our faith will start getting weak. Our faith will get weak because the situation, the devil's going to make sure it looks bad. He's going to make sure that even though it may not be as bad as he paints it, he's going to paint it as bad as he can to us. But to look beyond that and look at what the Lord has for us and know that He is able and that He will bring us through if we will just be steadfast and true. If we will just look to Him and ask Him to help us through the problems and through the trials. In Matthew 13, 54. Says, and when he came, was come unto his own country. He taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished. This is Jesus. I want us to listen to this. He taught them insomuch that they were astonished at what they heard. They were astonished. They recognized that something was different here. And said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? They acknowledged that he had wisdom and he had mighty works. But it went on and said, is not this the carpenter's son? Oh, if we look at this and see what they're really doing, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? They started reasoning amongst themselves. Oh, this is just the brother of Simon over here and Judas and Jonas. This is just their brother. What, in other words, how can he do all this? They started looking and reasoning with human reasoning. They started letting human reasoning get in the way and looking at what was going on. Well, how can he do all this? Because he's just their brother. See, they were just looking. This is Jesus in his own country, in his own, in Nazareth, I believe it was. It said in his own place he had come, but they started looking at how can this be done? This is just the normal person that we've seen here all this time? How can he do all this? How can he be anybody special? And they were offended in him. Oh, I thought how serious that is, because they saw his mighty works. They were astonished at what they heard. They had to acknowledge that there was something different, but they looked at something else instead. They didn't look at what was going on, the works, the Jesus, the miracles that he wrought there. They didn't see the power of God working through him. They looked beyond that and looked at what was here on earth. They looked at what they could see with their human eye, their human reasoning. It says, and they were offended at him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many works there because of their unbelief. I thought about how I said they limited the Holy One of Israel. Their unbelief limited the Holy One of Israel. Oh, I thought, Lord, help us and increase our faith. Help us to look up. You know, if you do like the Israelites did, and we don't look at what the Lord has done for us, but we look at the situation, we start getting human reasoning in there and wondering how this can be because of human reasoning. You know, human reasoning is pretty strong because we're human people, and that human reasoning can be pretty strong with us. But when we start looking at the human reasoning, then we get in trouble. It says he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Their unbelief caused the Lord to not be able to work mighty works there amongst them. Oh, I thought, Lord, help me. Help me to live in such a way. I thought about this morning, the message that Brother Ed brought out about being asleep. If we're asleep spiritually, if we start finding ourselves drowsing spiritually, getting a little sleepy and sluggish spiritually, that will limit the Holy One of Israel. It will limit the way he can work with us. The way he can work things through us. He is an almighty and all-powerful God. He does things because he knows what the effect will be beyond that. I thought about what would happen if someone is asleep and they are maybe dabbling a little bit. They're getting as close as they can to the world, and that's blinding their vision a little bit. It's dulling their spiritual senses, and as they're doing this, or maybe they're not listening to the Lord and the things that he's wanting to touch in their life, and they're refusing to let him do that, and they're drawing back somewhere, then that will dull their spiritual senses a little bit. It will start dulling their spiritual senses. And then if the Lord were to come in and just bless them abundantly, how could they handle it? How would they be able to handle that? The Lord knows he will bless those that are in the place that he can bless, because he is the one that wants to get the glory. I thought about how the answer to this so much is in James, 4th chapter. He is a God that is all wise. He's all powerful, and he is able to take care of every situation. But we have to be in the place. And we can be. We don't have to be afraid and say, oh, I've tried it, and I can't do it. No, the Lord has the power for us. If something happens, we don't get over that hump. It's our own fault. Somewhere, some way, we drew back. Somewhere, we didn't go all the way with the Lord. We didn't let him have his way completely with us. Somewhere, there was some pride or something that got in the way that we permitted to come into our lives. And the Lord is faithful to point that out to us. And when he points it out to us, oh, I thought, Lord, help us to be careful, to listen. And when you point it out and you show that there's some weights in our life somewhere, there's some places that I need to be careful on this line because it starts dulling my spiritual senses. You know, the Lord shows us that. When that happens, he'll bring that to our attention. He'll help us to see that this is happening. There's being some dulling here, the spiritual senses. I'm not feeling as close to the Lord as I should. I'm finding myself not being as watchful and prayerful, and maybe there's a little bit seeping in here and a little bit there coming in. The Lord is faithful to point these things out to us, but all the danger if we don't listen to him. If we override it and we don't listen to him, the danger of it, because I will get duller, and the senses, our spiritual senses will become duller until we are become dead, spiritually speaking. We'll become dead. It'll lead us to a place of death with the Lord. If we don't listen when he starts pointing out little things that maybe it's not sin particularly, but it's a weight to us. It's something that the Lord is showing us that is kind of something that the devil will use to dull our spiritual senses. And if we listen to him and we obey him, then his hand is not shortened to us. Oh, his hand, we can be sure. And we can be rest assured that his hand will reach into every problem that we have. It will take care of everything that comes our way if we will stay in the place that he wants us to. And I thought about James 4, 6th verse, how this is so much the answer of being able to stay in the place where the Lord will be able to, we won't limit the Holy One of Israel. It says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Oh, the Lord wants us to draw nigh unto him. He wants to be so close to us. He wants us to be so close to him that we can be able to have that real close fellowship and relationship with him. That is what he desires. In one place, it tells us in the Word that we are to make our requests made known unto God. He wants to hear. He hears. But he wants to listen to everything that we say. He wants to be able to take care of everything that comes in our life because he cares about us. He cares about the smallest thing that touches our life. And he wants to help us. He wants to do this for us. He wants us to be in a place that we can draw nigh unto him so that he can draw nigh unto us. You know, this is a salvation is something that God will not push on anybody. We have to want it ourselves. If he has given us a free will to make the choice, if we want him, we can have this that he has given us. You can go all the way and have this, but we must want it. So it says to draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto you. If we will, he will do his best to help draw us to him. But if we're willing to draw nigh unto God, he'll draw nigh unto us. But it says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Oh, I thought about the humility. This is the steps that it has us to take. He giveth grace unto the humble. First, we submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We must submit ourselves unto God. We can't expect the Lord to come in and just take care of every little thing in our life if we're not willing to submit to the way he wants to show us to go. He knows the right way, but if we draw back and we say, no, I won't go any farther here, he can't work with us. He can't help us because he knows the way that we should take. And if we're willing to take that, if we're willing to submit ourselves unto God, then we can resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. I looked up the word humility. And it said lack of pride. And I thought about that a little bit. I thought, you know, that is a very good definition of humility. Because, you know, sometimes we think of pride and we just think about, you know, outward decorations and things that maybe just look glittery from the outside. But pride can go a whole lot deeper than that. Pride can hit just about any area of our life. It can be the very root that is at the very bottom of something that we might have thought, how could pride be at the root of that? But it can be the very root of something that doesn't even look like something glittery and flashy or something, but a little bit of pride underneath there. But the lack of pride, the lack of our self-worth, the lack of knowing that in ourselves we are nothing, but it must take God to be able to bring us through, to be able to help us to be victorious, it is going to take God to do that. We cannot do it on our own. When we are in a place where we can see the power, the great power and I don't know what the word is exactly, but when we can see God, when we can acknowledge who God is and his power, it makes us feel so small. It makes us realize how much of nothing we are. In Him we live and breathe. It's through Him that we are able to live and have breath. We cannot do anything of our own. The lack of any pride whatsoever. Knowing that it's not in ourselves at all, but a lack of pride. A humility before the Lord. When we come before the Lord in humility, He has it right. He knows that when we come before the Lord in humility first, then we can submit ourselves unto Him. Because then we can realize that the one that we are submitting ourselves to is all-powerful. He knows all things. I don't know how to put it into words. It's like when we come before the Lord, that we come before Him and we realize how small we are. Knowing that He can take care of every situation. His hand is not shortened. That we don't have to worry because we can trust in Him. He's somebody we can trust in. When we come before the Lord in humility, real humility, acknowledging who He is, then we can submit ourselves to Him. Then when we submit ourselves to Him, He's able to work in our lives. He's able to point out every little thing that is in the way. The little weights that we wouldn't have normally seen. But the little weights that are there that He, wants to remove, that He wants to show us this is a hindrance to you. This is something I want you to be able to do better in. I want you to move up in this place. That when we get with the humility before the Lord and we submit to Him, then He can work through us. We can draw nigh to Him and He can draw nigh to us. That is the way that we can be able to live and stay in a place where the Lord's hand will not be shortened with us. His hand is not shortened. He can do everything. But He has given us a free will. He has given us the choice of what way we would like to take. Whichever way we want to take, He's given us to a certain extent. There is a time when we will stand before Him at the judgment and we will give account of the choices that we have made. We will give an account of those choices. But oh, thank the Lord. It says in one place, I think it says something like, if our heart condemn us not, drawing nigh to Him and Him drawing nigh to us, He will take care of the problems that are in the way. He will take care of us. He will take care of self then. Self is our biggest problem. That's what gets in our way the most of anything is ourselves. And He'll take care of that if we will take this route. He'll do that. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. We can have that place where we can be more than conquerors through Christ. We can have that place where we can be more than conquerors, where His hand is not shortened to us, where we won't be limiting the Holy One of Israel. I desire your prayers that I will stay in that place.